Former Vice President Alhaji Aliu Mahama has advised Muslims to eschew all forms of lawlessness and indiscipline that could mar the general elections. He expressed optimism that Muslims can do this if Zongo communities remain watchful and guard against politicians who might hire them to cause trouble as the elections draw near. Alhaji Mahama gave the advice when he addressed the 18th annual National Ramadan Conference underway in Sunyani. We bring you the details.
The three-day conference is being attended by Muslim leaders and chief imams. Former Vice President Mahama noted that respect for law and order, as well as the dignity associated with Islamic religion, is gradually dwindling because of lawlessness and indiscipline, which have recently eaten into some Zongo communities. He emphasized that Muslims are the most impoverished people in the country, and that if law and order, which are observed, are the principles of Muslim prayer are not heeded to, the Zongo communities will continue to wallow in abject poverty. Alhaji Mahama reiterated the need for Muslim leaders to contribute significantly towards the maintenance of peace and security by ensuring that they mobilize their energies and resources and work together to strengthen state institutions that facilitate good governance. Alhaji Mahama took a swipe at Muslim leaders attending the conference and charged them to ensure proper time management. He observed that lack of proper time management has been the bane of development, especially in the Muslim communities. The Minister of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, Alhaji Mohamed Mumuni, observed that Ghana has an enviable record of free, fair, transparent and credible elections and is regarded internationally as a beacon of African democracy. Alhaji Mumuni underscored government's recognition of the diverse roles played by Muslim leaders, individuals and organizations, especially in building, maintaining and sustaining national peace. In a speech read on his behalf, the National Chief Imam Sheikh Usman Shaributu observed that good governance is not achievable without peace and tranquility, justice and equality before the laws of the country. He entreated Muslims not to do anything that would derail the prevailing peace currently enjoyed by Ghanaians by ensuring that they accommodate each other's views and opinions. Sheikh Shaributu said every Ghanaian has a constitutional right to belong to any political party of his or her choice and asked them to refrain from anything that would tarnish the image of Islam.
That was the News Desk report.